Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Make this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I need your advice.
Okay.
Everything about this to me says scam. Normally, if this was you telling this to me, I'd be like, you're getting scammed.
Okay.
But I'm just not. Okay. I want it to not be a scam. I guess that's the best way to put this. I'm going to read you a text message, and then you tell me what you think.
Okay.
Great news. We have reached your number on Jenny Marie, quote, Mama Medium from TLC's wait list. It's time for your reading. Please go to the link below to pick a time that works best for you. If none of the available times work for you, please email us at email below and let us know. And then at the bottom, there is a link that I would touch. And then if this message is believed, I would get a psychic reading from TLC's Mama Medium.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. So further complicating this okay. issue.
Yeah, I have some questions, but go ahead.
Mama Medium is one of the psychic shows.
Okay.
And it was probably 5 years ago. I think I watched like the debut episode or maybe one of the first couple of episodes. And I thought to myself, I wonder how you get a reading
from
one of these people.
Did you say 5 years ago?
It's like 5 years ago, dude. 5 years.
So you signed up 5 years ago.
5 years ago, I did go to this person's website and I did say, I'd like to be on the show 5 years ago.
How's the message written?
I would say fairly professionally.
Fairly well?
Yeah, it's not.
Does it say Jenna Marie?
Jenny Marie.
Or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Is there an apostrophe S?
No. You have reached your number on Jenny Marie, comma, quote, Mama Medium from TLC.
Okay, that might.
Right? Like, maybe. Because that's usually, you're right. I see what you're doing, and you're right. Usually.
Because even when it looks good, there's usually something that's
usually
off
something that's off.
What's, you can see the email address?
I can.
What's
it is
the email address?
I will not give the entire email address.
Why? It's the email address for a booker through a TV show.
JENNIEMARIE. Spelling is correct. There are three numbers at the end of it. @gmail.com. Nothing squirrely.
Not at TLC.com.
Not at TLC.com. You're right. That's correct. Not at TLC.com. So maybe it's not for the show. Maybe she does her own booking in the show. You know, I don't know. I want it to be true. I want it to be true. The question, ultimate question.
Just email the person.
Email
the person and say none of those bookings work for me.
And see what comes
I'm guessing,
back.
Because is your fear that you're going to click the link and get
a virus on
your phone?
Yes, exactly.
Well, then email the person and say the times don't work for you and see if suggest a different time. I mean, not knowing what's on there could also be there. But if they say, oh, yeah, that works. Or if they say, okay, great, here's the link, go sign up.
Can it be a weekday between the hours of 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. and make them come to Houston, Texas? Because I feel like that's
oh,
the
you
best
have to
case.
You have to go to them?
Katie, I haven't clicked the link. I have no idea.
I don't know who this is.
Clue.
So I don't know how any of this works.
I mean, yeah, I imagine you would want. But is this
psychics can do readings over the phone?
Is this what people think whenever we text them?
I remember Miss Cleo.
That's not a vote of confidence. That's not a vote of confidence, Katie. Good morning. It's Friday. Welcome. We're Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Welcome.
Did you email? Are you going to click on it? Just click on it.
I just want. Okay. Okay.
I mean, how long have you been sitting on this email?
It's been a couple of days. I just
click on it.
Okay. Jenny Marie, psychic medium. All sales are final.
Date and time.
Appointment. Half hour private phone reading with psychic medium Jenny Marie. With Jenny Marie, psychic medium, 30 minutes at $350.
Oh, wow.
$350. 350.
And a 5-year waiting list.
Add
that seems pretty good.
350. Add to appointment. Spirit speaks personalized notes from Jenny Marie as she connects with your past loved ones.
So she'll say, bucks. There's someone in the room, but they're not gonna talk until they get theirs.
Don't you think the spirits would be irritated by this?
Yeah.
Like
paying the spirits?
The great beyond.
Do they know that
there's money being like? Come on,
you can't take it with you, dog.
I don't know what to do about this.
Ignore it. I think it is a scam.
Okay.
I would ignore it completely.
Okay, great.
Which I want to ignore some of these stories completely.
Do you?
But I can't, so let's get controversial. What's Trending is next. We're Frito and Katie.
For What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I just, I don't know how to address this story because Hulk Hogan died.
He did.
And Frito has been all but wishing for this
the entire
week.
No, wow.
You have. You kept saying, is Hulk Hogan dead yet? And I didn't even know what you were talking about.
Right.
And this was, honestly, right after we lost Malcolm Jamal Warner,
before Ozzy Osbourne. Were circulating for about a week that he was in a bad way, like a bad way.
Yeah, his health had taken a turn.
And a lot of these very obscure wrestlers come out and be like, oh, that's a lie, he's fine. I sang karaoke with him like last night or something. Like I was like, no, like there's something going on here. And obviously yesterday, you know, he died.
It happened, 71, of an apparent cardiac arrest.
Yes, correct. And that you're looking at me like I...
How was your night?
This is going to be... Do you want to get into it now?
I don't.
Do you have any other stories you want to...
Of course I do.
Okay. I watched some Hulk Hogan content last night.
Why?
Because it was everywhere, and it has colored my opinion, and now I am somewhat sad. Based on what I watch.
He's a very polarizing figure.
Extremely polarizing, especially the more wrestling that is. Guys, look, I'm a super, super wrestling dork. I'm a mega wrestling dork.
Yeah.
Other people, you might just know Hulk Hogan from like, you know, hey, I watched him in the ring.
Well, he like launched wrestling.
I would say that is fair. I would say he is the reason why professional wrestling exists.
The way that it does.
Maybe even exists, period, today. But with that said, he was a complicated man.
Most wrestlers are.
Most wrestlers are.
Most people are. Most celebrities are.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not saying he was a great guy.
I really am not a Hulk Hogan.
It's just
given
what he has blessed the world of wrestling with,
mm-hmm.
that you would hate him as much as you do.
I can't stand him. I've never liked Hulk Hogan, ever. Like, even when I was a kid, I didn't like Hulk Hogan. And part of it was because of all the...
He just told you to pray and eat your vitamins.
While he was doing steroids and lying about it.
You didn't know that as a child.
Not until he came out in court and said it.
When you were not a child.
Then he found a way to crater the WCW by demanding that he get the most money and getting total creative control. It was a huge thing. He never put over other wrestlers. He was a horrible person.
Anyone would have done that in that situation?
I don't know that anyone would. I think that's why
pretty
a lot
sure
of wrestlers
they do it now.
Hate him. The whole issue is Macho Man, Randy Savage, all these other things. I would put him on the Mount Rushmore. God, I'm going to get so much hate for this. I would put him on the Mount Rushmore scummy wrestlers. Like, not just the rings.
How many do you have? How many does Vince McMahon take? I guess he's not a wrestler.
He gets his own mountain, baby. He gets his own mountain. The problem was, I go home, and I'm you know, going through the things, and all of a sudden, his match with The Rock comes up. Like, mm-hmm. just on my feet. I was like, you know what? I haven't seen that in a minute. It's from, like, forever and ever ago. And I watch it, and... I am once again taken back to being a kid watching that match. I'm like, no, you know what? As far as wrestling goes, as far as just wrestling goes.
He was an 80s icon.
He was an 80s icon. He kept it going for like 50. I mean, his career went. He was still, I would say, as relevant as he was in the 80s into the 2000s, maybe even into the 2010s.
My family may or may not have had a boat that Hulk Hogan once owned. That was a selling point of the...
I'm sorry, what? You owned a boat that was previously owned by Hulk Hogan? That's a real thing.
There's a piece of trash, and we don't have it anymore.
Oh, my
And I don't
Lord.
Even know if that's true, because it had so many owners by the time that it came to us.
I remember that was a selling point. Was there any
evidence? I think there was a picture of him, not necessarily even on the boat. It's like indiscernible.
I was about to say, did you find any spandex on the boat?
No, but again, did by then, there had been so many owners in between that I guess they could have just left it.
Good
or planted it, whatever.
Yeah, it's complicated. I mean, I do think he's the greatest wrestler of all time.
Do you know that he and Dolly Parton once shared the screen together?
They did not.
Yes, they did. It was on Dolly's short-lived variety sketch show. Hulk joined her as a guest. He was playing a wrestler named Starlight Starbright.
Is there evidence
of this? Who shockingly looked and dressed exactly like he did. Yeah, she sings to him.
What?
He's got a headlock on my heart.
Why did we not resuscitate that? And because we need more good news.
Yes, we do.
Air Bud's back.
Air Bud, the dog.
Nothing in the rules to say a dog can't play basketball. And that dog is coming back to theaters. Air Bud returns.
Really?
Next summer. There have been more than a dozen movies in the franchise. So you could argue he never really went away. But only the original Air Bud, 1997, and the first sequel, Air Bud Golden Receiver.
I remember that.
From 1998, yeah. Opened in theaters. The rest were straight to VHS.
Wow.
In the new movie, a 12-year-old kid finds a VHS tape of Air Bud and also encounters a stray golden retriever, checks the rules, I guess, and sees, well, it's still not been added. Names him Buddy, and you can guess the rest.
Turns out we never did anything about that little loophole. So I guess maybe I should try to see if this... Wow. Okay.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. I was looking at the list of games. Are we out of dinosaur games?
Of course. Well...
Did we...
We only had four.
No, we only had four. So we have one...
We're repeating.
What are we repeating?
Dinosaur Duke Dig. So is this a dinosaur name or a piece of IKEA furniture?
The old classic. I want to say this is my favorite. They've actually been quite good this week.
Thank you.
So this is obviously for tickets to Jurassic Quest.
Yes, Jurassic Quest. It's really three epic adventures under one roof happening at NRG Center next weekend. You get, of course, your big old paleontologist approved dinosaurs, one of the biggest dinosaur experiences in North America.
Yeah.
Then you've got Ancient Oceans, which has the 50-foot Megalodon, and then you've got Brickfest Live, which features, among other things, an attempt to break a Guinness World Record that you could be a part of.
So if you want to win those tickets, now it's time to call us, 713-881-5500. We'll get you on the phone coming up next. Frito, Katie, The Bull. So this game relies heavily on your ability to be able to...
Guess wildly.
Yeah, guess. I mean, really,
that's all.
Yeah, it's 50-50. Let's not make this harder than it has to be. Dinosaur or Duke-tig?
Duke-tig. With a K.
Is it a dinosaur? Or is it a piece of furniture?
Yeah, not
that you
dinosaur
can buy
or
from...
kitchen, which is what the Duke Tig is
from
in
IKEA.
The IKEA dictionary.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
It's Mark.
Mark, let's go. Let's see if you can determine whether these names apply to dinosaurs or IKEA products. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Mark, you got to get two of these three names in order to win your four-pack of tickets to go to Jurassic Quest. So first up, Lithronax. Lithronax. Is that a dinosaur or a piece of Swedish furniture?
That's a dinosaur.
Yes, it is.
Okay, one for one.
And I know this isn't Mesozoic meanings, but that's one that means Gore King. So named because they just decided to presume its lifestyle was running around with its head covered in the blood of dead animals.
Wait, okay, all right. All right, how would you, does it have a spiky something?
No,
or?
No, it's a relative of the T-Rex. Moving on.
What?
Only one more to win, Mark. Let's try Bosnas.
That's IKEA.
Yes, it is. I'm a little confused whether it's a footstool or an ottoman, or they are describing the same thing.
You should ask
but
him.
But I know he it does have
like,
storage.
He sounded like he knew exactly what the Bose NOS was. Good Lord, Mark.
Perhaps you have a Bose NOS or five?
Yeah.
Pure luck.
Right.
Okay, let's just see if we can keep that luck a-coming here, not? Mark. What about the Hovskar? The Hovskar.
That's IKEA.
That is a faucet, I believe. A fine IKEA faucet. Best money can buy.
You know what? You know what? That is that.
You know what money
story.
Is not buying, Mark? Tickets to Jurassic Quest.
That's true. No,
because
nothing,
you just got them for free.
Needed. Yeah, you're good to go. Is that better than a trip to IKEA? I would think so.
It'll take about as long.
This is the collab.
Less meatballs.
This is the collab that really could. Imagine Jurassic Quest in an IKEA.
That would be something.
You've got the only way to improve this monstrosity. Mark, congratulations. Hang on the line. We're going to get you these tickets, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you. Right.
And y'all don't forget, we do have a way for you to get 20% off your ticket prices at JurassicQuest.com, and that is use the coupon code BULL20.
That's right.
BULL20. Get all the details at thebullhouston.com.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, good morning, Sabrina.
Hey, oh my God, let's do this thing. What do you guys want to know?
Lots. I want to know why you emailed us, like, to start. And
what do you mean?
How do I put this? What's the motivation? Like,
well, let's rewind.
Okay.
Because we know what's going on, but not everyone is as clued in.
Right.
So you and Tony met online, right? You went out on a date, and from what you wrote, it
was a mess.
It was a mess. Yeah.
A real mess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a whole mess. Yeah. Well,
agreed. Yeah. Okay. But you're saying you do want another date with this guy, like, after all of that.
Okay. Well, it's not that simple. I mean, I don't think it was going to be a bad date, you know, going in. I didn't think that. I mean, actually, I thought it was going to be, like, I don't know. Like, I thought it was going to be really, really hot.
Oh.
I mean, I would have bet you anything that it was going to be a great night.
What made you think that?
It's just, well, almost immediately after we matched, I could tell he was just like really into me. Mm. You know,
okay.
I figured he liked what he saw, you know, and not like I'm trying to be like really conceited or anything. I liked what I saw, like in him too. He was like super hot. So
yeah.
Okay.
I'm not like a perfect 10, but I thought, my profile was looking pretty good, and he was obviously thought that I was, like, hot. And enough to reach out, he reached out, right?
Okay, no, of course. Like, are you getting that from just the initial match or his messages or what?
Wait, you want me to read them to you?
Oh, hell no. No.
You want me? I don't know how those go.
No.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, anyway, well, we were messaging, you know, back and forth, and I could read the room. I'm grown, okay, so... I get myself all ready. I don't want to see my own horn, but damn, I knew I was looking good. I was looking good as hell.
Okay.
And we met up to go to dinner. So he was just right off the bat, a total his attitude. It just sucked from the start.
Well, how bad? Like, how bad was it?
Well, the way he was acting, I felt like, okay, like he didn't want to be there. And I mean, he was like sort of mean. And, like, the whole thing was his idea, so it's, like, really weird. But he was on his phone. He was, you know, when you're with someone and you just know that they're, like, counting the seconds before they have to leave?
Yes.
Or they can
That
sleep.
Was him.
Yeah.
But, like, no conversation, no flirting. It wasn't like, it was bad. It was just nothing. Like, there was nothing. He was flat. We ate. We split the bill. I totally insisted. And then we went our separate ways, and I was like,
okay.
What?
So what? Like, you're thinking whatever happened, it was, like, before you two met up? Or?
Absolutely. I mean, it had to be. I didn't do anything. He was in a totally mood before I even showed up. And that's why I emailed you guys. I need to know what's going on with this guy.
And you don't have any suspicions or anything to go off of here?
No. I mean, I thought at first maybe he was, like, having some sort of episode. Something was legit wrong with him.
Right.
Like, totally off. He was... Like, he got some bad news, or maybe got fired, or something. But the more I thought about it, the more I got confused. And it just keeps getting weirder in my mind. And I'm just like, I'm here to get answers.
Okay. But, like, aren't you a little worried to hear what he's going to say? Like, what if it's you? Like, do you really want to know?
I know. I was wrestling with this earlier. Like, obviously, I didn't want it to go badly, but I want to know what got into his head. I mean, how on earth he could lose interest in me before we met? Like, there's no conceivable reason.
Maybe it's a misunderstanding.
Yeah, it could be. Like,
Right? It could be literally anything.
Yeah, I guess we'll find up soon. Tony's up. We're going to get him on the phone, talk to him. It's coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Sabrina definitely wants another date with Tony.
Yeah.
Or so she says.
Yeah.
The date was bad from the beginning.
It was.
Like, they had chemistry online.
Right.
But then when they met up in person, she said he was mean.
Yeah.
And flat. And it was so bad, she insisted, like, on paying half the bill.
Yeah, like, that sounds like something you just move on from, but I guess she thought that this, like...
What is salvageable?
That there was some heat. Like, maybe there's, like, something just that can be gotten over.
Well, let's see if Tony felt that way. Hey, is this Tony?
Yeah, this is Tony. What's up?
We're Frito and Katie from The Bull. How you doing?
I'm fine. What's going on?
Well, here's out on this for a second. A girl you know emailed us because she was a little confused about a few things and wanted the chance to smooth it out.
Her name is Sabrina. I think y'all might have gone out a while back.
God. Sabrina.
Yeah, Sabrina. I mean, we don't know what we heard.
Right.
But she was interested in taking another shot at this. Like, are you down for that?
Guys, no. I'm going to stop you right there. I really don't know what's going on with her, but I honestly, like, I feel like I got duped in a way. You know, she kind of, like, sold me a bill of goods, if you know what I'm saying.
Like, she conned you or something? Like, what? This is like some elaborate grift or what?
How?
Well, yeah, actually, yeah. I mean, I guess that's exactly what she was doing. So I showed up to our date. And obviously I was expecting to see the girl that I matched with online, who, by the way, the pictures were just like ethereal.
Ethereal?
You know, completely stunning. I mean, just, you know, goddess.
Okay.
And then I got Sabrina.
Hey.
So, yeah, I mean, no disrespect. She's a good looking girl. I mean, I guess the resemblance was kind of close, but...
Okay.
I mean, she ain't exactly what she was in those pictures.
Okay, so she catfished
kind
you.
Kind of.
Yeah.
She kind of catfished you.
I did absolutely not catfish anyone, okay? That is a bald-faced lie.
Oh, God, Sabrina.
Yes.
I can't believe you think that. That is disgusting. I did not catfish anyone.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, look, I don't know how else to put it. All I know is, you know, those pictures in your profile, I mean, that is absolutely not you. I mean, maybe they are, but obviously you're using some kind of crazy filters. I mean, you know, when I first saw the pictures, I thought you were like some kind of model or something like that. Your eyes, your hair. I mean, I'm not saying they're just like a little off. It's night and day.
Okay.
And then Sabrina walked into the restaurant, and I mean, my heart just sank. You know, I don't know if she's like some kind of Photoshop whiz or something, but it just doesn't add up to me.
Well,
you know, it's just not matching up.
Sabrina, what's he talking
about?
Yeah,
are you using old pictures or a bunch of filters, like doctored photos or something?
Yeah, are the pictures even of you?
Oh my God, yes, they are me. Nothing's going on. I don't know why Tony is freaking out like this. I know they're good pictures. Tony, that's why I bought them.
What do you mean bought them?
I mean, they aren't just your normal selfies or anything. I mean, I got them from this AI thing, and all my friends were raving about
this
is so great.
Wait.
Oh,
are these... We're talking about the AI headshots,
oh, dude,
right?
Those,
because, yeah, those are insane.
Those are wild.
They're AI?
Yeah, okay. So, man, I'm probably going to botch this, but I think basically you send whatever site it is some selfies, and it's not expensive. It's like 15 bucks.
Or 10, yeah.
Yeah, then it legit looks like you're getting a shoot in like Forbes or Vogue or... like. I mean, it's incredible.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's you, but it's better.
Okay, but it's not you, right? It's not you?
No, but it is. It's like a version of me that I took nothing but good pictures.
Yeah.
I'm like, using face. I'm not using Facetune or changing all my facial features or something. That it's just completely different.
Okay, but it's not though. This is catfishing. This is exactly what catfishing is. You post to the gallery if you're looking completely different than you normally do. That's the definition of catfishing. You know, you don't look like that in real life.
Oh, okay. This is ridiculous. Those photos are of me and is clearly me.
I mean, the eyes, the expression, you know, the confidence. None of that is you. It's the version. It's what you wish you were. And that's kind of the saddest part of all this.
Man, it cannot be that far off.
It is like, based on pictures of her. I see what she's saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, I saw what I saw. Okay. I mean, if I bought you on Amazon, like, I would definitely return you.
Dude.
I'm just saying. I wish girls would just understand that all we want is honesty. We want an honest presentation of how you look. We don't want to be surprised. You know, we don't want to get tricked. It's that simple. You just got to be real. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I don't even have any more time to waste on this. Just don't call me. Just lose my number, okay? Don't call me again.
Yeah, lost. Okay, so
I definitely wasn't going to say this.
Sorry, I'm still trying to work this
processing through all of this info.
I'm going to send you these pictures. I'm going to send you some selfies, and then you tell me. I mean, I never would have thought catfishing, but did I do something wrong here? I mean, the program that created those pictures from pictures of me, it is me. He's the right?
I don't... Is that
catfishing?
Yeah, like, are filters catfishing then? Like,
where's the line?
Look, thank you so much for being on the show today.
I think y'all are going to have to tell us.
Yeah, what's catfishing?
Because
is that?
I always thought, kind of like what Sabrina was getting at, it was just a way to take good pictures if you don't take good pictures.
I don't...
Because it is, it's not just, hey, describe yourself and we'll make a picture. It's photos
you.
Of me.
Yeah, right.
Create a new photo of me.
Is that catfishing?
I mean, I guess if you used a bunch of filtered photos, then you'd get a super filtered photo. Is that the problem?
Dude, I have no idea. We'll talk to you guys coming up next. Frito and Katie, the bull. So, AI headshots. Cool, but with that said...
Is it catfishing?
Is it catfishing? What do you think?
I kind of agree with him, honestly, because it's not... It's a nice portrait of you, but it's not you, because you're looking snatched, you're looking like hella good, but then when you meet him in person and you're like, that's not the person that sends me pictures. It's not... It's her, but it's not her, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense because, like, the ones I've seen that my friends have done, you're right. It's them, but it's also not them at the same time. So if I met,
yeah.
I'm trying to go through my head, like, if I met someone and I thought they looked like the AI headshots, how mm-hmm. much would it throw me for a loop? And I don't know. It also seems like, what do you expect
it
out
would.
Of people, man? So they posted a photo that looked good. Of course they're going to look a little
what
bit different.
I'm thinking. You could always just have that one good photo you've taken, too.
Everyone
that
does
you just
that.
Use for forever.
Everyone
right?
does that.
That's got you at just mm-hmm. the perfect angle.
Yeah.
But maybe that, too, is misleading.
Because you're human. Where does it end? Right? Where does it end? Because if
exactly.
that's everything
is. That's the downfall of dating in the time frame that we're in right now.
Yeah.
Exactly, the digital age. I mean, when I was dating back in the 90s and early 2000s, it wasn't you got what you got.
You got
what
you got.
You can take a picture of yourself and put it online, but there were no filters.
No.
There were no Cephea this or adjusting that. I mean, if you looked like you had a stomach, you had a stomach.
That was it.
Now,
right?
in pictures, yeah. Now in pictures, if you have a little pudge when you're sitting down, you can adjust it to where you don't have that.
Yeah.
I do see
what,
And
then
what,
you meet somebody.
And then it's not the
case. It's off-putting because you want someone, and I agree with them, you want someone that's real. So what if you have a slight double chin? It's you. You're authentic. That's your authentic self.
That's who you are.
That's who you are.
Well, that said, I don't think he would have wanted to date Sabrina
that
if
makes
she had
me,
had that double
yeah,
chin
that
based
makes
on the things
question.
That he was saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
he's,
yeah.
looking
I mean,
for,
yeah.
he's looking for what he saw in the pictures. I don't know if he
would
have
liked. That might not
supermodel.
Exist. Yeah.
He was wanting supermodel, and that's not obviously what she was.
No.
And of course, he's upset. I mean, this isn't going to be the first guy that's going to get mad and call her a catfisher. Yeah. It's not going to end with this guy. Trust me.
So let me.
If she's back on the show, it's going to happen again.
Let me ask you this. So bad for dating, okay professionally?
Right. Does that make a difference?
Or no?
That's the bad part. That's what causes all the issues with young girls these days, because they see this picture-perfect person in a magazine or online, and then they have blemishes in real life. It causes so many mental issues, body issues in young girls and in men. It's not just women and in men.
So you're saying we should get away from this period? Yeah, like we just shouldn't do it.
Don't use it.
If there was a way to do it, of course. Because I have a daughter myself, and I don't want her growing up thinking I have to be this supermodel babe when natural beauty is also beautiful.
Well, hey,
I mean,
thank
you can
you.
Wear makeup. You yeah. can you can alter your look with makeup and stuff, but to go as far as getting AI headshots and using that as a dating profile picture,
just
and then
avoid
when they see you, it's not. Yeah, don't you can have them. That's fine, but don't use that to present yourself to a guy or
yeah.
a girl.
Yeah.
And expect them to be happy with that. That's the bad part of it.
Okay.
That's the catfishing part of it, because that's not what he's getting. He's not getting an AI model. He's getting a real person who altered herself in pictures to look like a flawless woman.
Well,
and that's not the case.
Well, hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito and Katie, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the guy's right. We're so inundated with the filters and the pictures that don't mean that, yeah, they look like them, but they don't. That when you see them in real person, especially on a dating app, you want that raw, this is me.
Mm. That's what you're looking for. That's what you want.
But see, I bet all the women would say, I've done it, I've tried it, and I got no matches. I got no swipes. I got no nothing, because it's all well and good to say it.
Yeah.
But then when you're on the app,
and
is that what you're
someone.
Looking for?
Yeah, because
for?
You have to get
Are you going, whoa,
views.
She's so real. Or are you going, whoa, that chick's so hot.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Then in that case, mix them up. You know, say, hey, this is that AI picture that
yeah,
we just had.
Yeah, this is me
had,
all
or,
done up.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
this
yeah.
is me,
give
like,
a,
chilling.
Give them some different
looks.
I mean,
that's
you
a good
can't,
idea.
It's not bad.
You can't put Marilyn Monroe and then Marilyn Monroe with the bad hair day. You know, I mean, hey, this is me dolled up. This is me on a halfway good day.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Or hanging out by the pool. You know, I'm not in full
because
tights.
You're not, right, you're not
yeah.
always going to look
perfect,
100%.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the perfect guy, the right guy, will say, you know what? I don't want perfection. I want real, and I want somebody that is there.
So you'll meet him eventually,
well, right,
is what you're saying. You'll
right
meet
guy
him
will
eventually.
Say, you're perfect to me.
Yeah, period.
Always.
That's it.
Yeah.
No matter
exactly.
what,
yeah.
you don't miss.
It's all
right.
Exactly.
And you'll, I guess that's
and
the.
I found mine, so.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. And, man, I'm really, really psyched. Now, I'm going to mess up y'all's names so much. I'll tell you this right now. Because when we used to live in San Antonio, we worked with San Antonio Pets Alive. Sappa. So we always used to call him Sappa. Houston Pets Alive. They're similar, but every part of my being wants to call y'all Happa. It's not.
It'd be Hoopa.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
like HIPAA, which is its own thing. So
let's not.
Houston Pets Alive.
Yes, Hillary is joining us today. Thank you for being here on the show, and thank you for helping catch us up on everything you guys are doing.
Hillary, can you talk to us about how long Houston Pets Alive has been in operation?
So HPA started in 2014. It was a small foster-based rescue looking to save animals in need, and really took a big role in the response to Hurricane Harvey. And rescued thousands of displaced animals. And that's when they established their first location. And then in 2018, 2019, really started to grow, move to their bigger facility that we're now located in Antoine Drive. And we have expanded over the years. So we now continue to support our local shelters through these multi-shelter adoption events. We support other animal welfare organizations. We provide on-site training, education, program development, and anything we can do to enhance their ability to save lives.
Now, you guys have a big adoption event coming up. Is that right?
Yes, we actually have two fantastic opportunities for people to bring home their new furry family member this week. So we've got five different PetSmart stores where you can go and adopt a cat through the PetSmart Charities National Adoption Week.
Oh.
And every cat adopted this week through July 27th will give us double the points, so we can score up to thousands of dollars in additional grant funding so we can help even more pets in the area. Yeah, and we have all of our adoption stores, our PetSmart stores are on our website. And if you are a dog lover, we have our all-ages adoption event this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Houston Pets Alive location. That's 2800 Antoine Drive in Central Houston. We've got 13 local shelters bringing dogs of all ages and sizes from across the city.
We've got 13. They're all going to converge at y'all's location. 13 shelters worth of dogs.
We're going to have 60 dogs, I believe, is the final tally. So there's going to be something for everybody. We've got puppies. We've got seniors. You're going to find your furry friend here.
I was thinking it would be closer to 600 dogs. 60, a 60's. Lot more manageable.
Yeah, 60's.
A lot more manageable.
It was about to be the Woodstock of dogs.
Is there anything, Hillary, prior to coming out to one of these events that someone interested in their... in adopting would need to do? Like, do they need to fill out paperwork prior? Do they need to kind of like suss out what animal they want? Or can they just show up and do all of that like on site?
You can do all of that, or if you'd like to go on our website and go to view our adoptive dogs. For example, we've got some of our dogs heading to this event on Saturday. One that I'd really like to highlight is a dog that I'm surprised is still in our program. Her name is Zena, and she is the most adorable black lab. She came from a shelter that had over 300 dogs, and everyone, she was the fan favorite there. And now that she's in foster, they keep describing her as the best dog they've ever had. You know, she's so well-behaved. She is, you know, I kind of describe her as puppy software, dog hardware. She doesn't realize that she's fully grown. So she's extremely
lab
playful
energy.
And adorable.
Lab energy.
Lab energy for sure.
Yeah, how old of a dog?
She's two years old.
Oh, that's not even that old. Okay.
And foster family, do they have other animals? Do they have kids?
Yeah.
Yes, they have other dogs, and she's fantastic with her dogs. She's fantastic with kids. She loves people. She loves everybody.
Yeah, how has she not been adopted?
That is kind of wild.
It's because the foster
family.
That
is the question.
It's because the foster family, they're going
to
adopt her.
Slow
rolling. That's it, isn't it?
Yeah, trying to. Yeah, exactly. They come in. It's like, no, you don't.
I know that game.
You don't.
I know that game. I've been that foster parent.
I have, and I've still got all of those dogs.
Okay, so Zena Ward Princess will be at this adoption event.
Love it.
And it is taking place this Saturday, so tomorrow.
This Saturday, 11 a.m. from 3 to 3 p.m., 2800 Antoine Drive, Suite 2854. You're going to want to drive to the back of the building, and you'll see the play yard and hopefully a crowd of other people waiting to adopt a dog.
And drop the website just so if people want to find out more about any of this stuff, they can go and hit y'all up.
Sure. You can go to HoustonPetsAlive.org and look for your new dog or cat and scroll through our website.
Frito and Katie, happy Friday. It's the Bull.
Coming up. What do your roommate, your ex, and the U.S. government now have in common? Be nice.
I was trying to think of something funny, and then I started thinking of each one of those three things. I nothing nice to say.
I'll tell you next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie
on 100.3 The Bull.
I know how it sounds. Sounds kind of like a punchline, but you can now Venmo the government to help pay off the national debt. Pull a little cash to a friend who's going through some hard times. You know, that friend is Uncle Sam.
He's gone through some real hard times. So this
modern
is
modern problems require you, modern you, solutions.
Are you saying that
emojis?
We have a GoFundMe for the national debt.
No, I'm saying you can Venmo the government,
and then they
which
can...
has existed before in a sense, but we'll come back to it. Before we do, let's talk about the very unmarried Lainey Wilson.
Yes.
They've not actually gotten married.
No, you would have seen something.
She's not walked down the aisle. She's not said, I do.
No.
She said yes to Duck Hodges.
Yeah.
But they've not had a wedding.
You would see this everywhere.
You would.
Not just in like a couple of places.
And you would see it with major publications because obviously your girl's going to sell it to the highest
bidder.
She's
absolutely going to sell it immediately because
she's going to get hers.
Lainey Wilson does not waste money.
So when you see it on a friend's Facebook page,
not true,
it's not real.
It's not real, dude.
But That is not stopping AI from continuing to pump out this content and try and fool everyone into thinking it's happened.
I'm not trying to be condescending. I'm really not. I am genuinely surprised as many people bite on these online as they do.
I don't think they're Lainey Wilson fans, though, because it doesn't look like her in the majority of the images. You must just not know who she is.
Like, you see it and you're like, oh
close enough. Yeah, like, maybe you have a vague idea.
Like, in no universe are those even remotely good enough to do people.
No, which is the joke. I mean, even Lainey and Duck are laughing over this. They posted a video online where Lainey asked him if he had a message for whoever it is that keeps making these phony AI images.
Yeah.
He looks into the camera and he says, if you're going to put out stuff about us, at least make us look good. Because seriously, they don't. According to them, they're not even planning the wedding yet.
Really? Really? That's interesting.
But they are, aren't they? Because didn't we hear they weren't doing country, they were doing jazz?
I thought,
I think certain elements have come together, perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe a loose
framework. I know there's
no
wedding date set yet.
Right.
But when the time comes, again, you will see lots of real pictures.
It will be impossible to miss.
So just sit tight.
Just wait.
And we'll end with the Venmoing of the government.
Yeah, man.
The U.S. Treasury Department just started accepting Venmo through pay.gov.
And what? Okay, all right, I see.
So everyday Americans can voluntarily contribute money to reduce the national debt.
That is, I'm just choosing not to say anything.
Okay, well, they've actually accepted gifts like this for a while.
Why?
You just did it through your credit card, your debit card, or directly from your bank account.
Why would I ever? Honest, why would any of us...
Now it's just more hip and convenient.
Why would any of us ever...
Round up. Here's my 40 cents.
Hey,
government, you don't take enough of my money.
Are you in... Like, I just got, a wild hair and said this national debt thing. You know, I'm going to go ahead and just throw some of my money in there.
I'm going to say right now, you'll get nothing more from me this year, sir.
You will get no... Absolute. I want to meet
blood from a stone.
I have to meet the people that do this. It has to be someone who's done it. I have to know why on earth you would ever. And I mean,
people do it. They say people do it.
No, you.
They received more than
me.
2.7 million in gifts in 2024, and around a million in 2023.
You show them.
You get
to me.
Nothing for this.
No,
by the way.
It doesn't give you a credit.
No, it doesn't.
It wouldn't have any.
Doesn't help you later. In the first 5 months of this year, the department brought in about $434,500, which of course ain't even a drop in the bucket. National debt is what, 36.7 trillion?
Trillions.
That means if everyone in America ponied up, it would be like 108,000.
I don't know what. I have to meet someone that does this. I have to. Because I've got so many questions.
If you just want special favors, bribe a politician directly.
Yeah, it's the old way.
I mean, that's
the way it works.
Donate to a campaign. Donate. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right, Lena wants to take a crack at this, Katie. Are you ready for a Money Minutes?
Yes, I am.
Lena, are you ready to get 10 trivia questions correct in 60 seconds?
Yes, I'm going to do it.
Okay. Now, remember... You can pass on any of the questions. Come around to your pass if we have time at the end, but you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me.
Katie, are we ready?
Yes. Who is the ruling monarch of the United Kingdom?
King Charles the Third.
What was the first Marvel movie ever made for the MCU?
Pass.
What country produces most of the world's coffee?
Colombia.
Are the sun and moon the same size?
No.
Which state is nicknamed the Garden State?
New Jersey.
Fountain, rollerball, and pen are types of what commonly used school supply item?
Writing utensil? A pen?
What is the tallest mountain range in the world?
The Andes?
What is the name of the little teacup from Beauty and the Beast?
Chip.
The UV and UV ray stands for what?
Ultraviolet.
Who was president of the United States during the September 11th terrorist attacks?
George W. Bush.
What was the first Marvel movie ever made for the MCU?
Iron Man?
What country produces most of the world's coffee? that wasn't a pass, that was a miss. That was my bad. You know what? I just derailed you across the board. So,
Done,
despite my best efforts.
Let's walk through this nevertheless. How do we do?
Okay, so looking at this, we only have two misses. So
yeah,
that was a solid eight out of ten. 8 for 10. What country produces most of the world's coffee? Colombia was a good guess. It is Brazil.
Yes.
Brazil. And they've held that title for like 150 some odd years, which is pretty cool. What is the tallest mountain range in the world?
The Himalayas, not the Andes.
But everything else.
Dude.
Top stuff. Also, I meant to say dip instead of pen, but you know, three letter word.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a layup. That's not bad.
Yeah, made the question more confusing, but that was phenomenal.
Lena, sign up again. We'd love to have you back. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, The Bull. It's Friday, and we still have chances for you to win your way in to Keith Urban right here on the show.
We will literally send you.
Yeah.
We got the tickets.
Uh-huh.
And Nissan came to the table with some gas cards.
Yes, that's right. $50 gas card, courtesy of our local Nissan dealers.
Nothing to sneeze at.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Big prize. And with a big prize comes...
a big performance.
Oh, Lord. Big old game. One we have not had a chance to play in a minute, but today we are bringing back the birthday game.
Today is your birthday.
Is real fun because you know all these celebs.
Yes.
But have you ever really thought about like how old they are?
Yeah, like actually.
You might think you've got a handle on it, and then you find out they're so much older than you thought, or they're crazy young.
Right.
Like I am horrible at this game.
And also, there's so many celebrities that have birthdays every single week.
Yes.
Right. Like it makes for the perfect guessing game. So what we need is two contestants to call us. 713-881-5500 is the phone number. Once we get you guys on the phone, we're going to give y'all five celebrities, and you're going to try to guess their ages.
Yep. So we're going to go back and forth, and if you can guess the age within a year either side, we'll give you 1 point. If you get the age spot on, we'll give you 3 points. You can guess the same ages, just not every single play.
Because
that's
stupid.
And at the end, whoever has the most points
yes.
will be determined the winner, and you'll be going to see Keith Urban at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion come October 11th.
So who wants to take a crack at this? The birthday game, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll get our contestants on the phone coming up next. Frito, Katie, The Bull, and a rare occurrence of the birthday game on a Friday. Let's meet our contestants. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Good morning, this is Letty.
Hey, Letty, you are the first contestant in this morning for the birthday game. We've got you locked, and let's meet your opponent. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Laura.
Laura and Letty. Yes. Letty and Laura, you're going to be squaring off for a chance to go to Keith Urban. So let's have ourselves a little birthday game today.
So just to go over the rules one more time, ladies, I'm going to give you five celebrities. You will each get a crack at guessing his or her age. Now, we're going to start with Letty because she was our first caller locked in, but we will alternate every time. Okay, Laura? Now, you're guessing what age the celebrities are turning or have already turned this week.
Yes.
If you get plus or minus year either side, you get 1 point, and if you get an age bang on, you get 3. So are we ready to rock and roll?
Yes, ready.
Letty, first up, we have Bindi the Jungle Girl. Bindi the Jungle Girl. That is Bindi Irwin, daughter of one Steve Irwin.
Oh, Lord.
Her birthday was yesterday, Letty. How old did Bindi Irwin turn?
I am going to go with 28.
28. Guesses, Letty. Laura, over to you. What do you think for Bindi Irwin?
I'm going to say... 30?
That is so old.
A good guess, but Letty, closer.
Okay.
27.
She's 27.
She's so young, 27.
No, she's, wow. she's young.
Yeah, she's crazy young.
My word.
So that's 1 point to Letty. Okay. Now, Laura, we start with you for Daniel Radcliffe. Harry Potter's birthday was earlier this week.
Oh, my.
How old, Laura, is Harry Potter?
Gosh, I'm going to say
30.
Okay, all right.
Laura likes 30.
All right.
Okay, Letty, what do you like for Daniel Radcliffe?
I'm going to go 34.
Actually, right. 36 this week.
He 36. Is not.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Yes, he is. Doesn't that make you feel old?
What is life? Harry Potter is turning 36.
Yeah, 36. Okay.
Crazy.
Letty, how about Woody Harrelson? Woody Harrelson.
One of the greats.
Cheers, True Detective.
Texas
Hunger Games.
In general.
His dad's an actual hitman.
Was.
Was a hitman.
Don't know who that is, so I'm going to go with like 64.
Okay.
64. Yes, is Letty. Laura, Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson is probably 64.
Okay, we're gonna just go
which
right on.
Which you can
there.
Do, and that was a strong play, Laura. Because even though Letty had no idea who he was, he turned 64.
Are you serious? That's 3 points.
Magical guessing from Letty.
Okay, Letty.
All right, so now it is 4-3. Letty is up, but it is Laura's turn to go first on Jennifer Lopez. Pop star slash vampire.
That's that. This is
she is so tricky.
This is an impossible position for us to put you in, but here you are.
Her birthday was yesterday, Laura. How old is Jennifer Lopez?
54.
Okay.
Letty, what do you think?
I think she's 56.
Okay. Said that with a lot of confidence. Probably because she is correct.
Wow.
J-Lo.
Wow.
Turned 56.
Wow.
J-Lo gets another year closer to 60, which is mind-boggling.
She's 56.
I know. Mm-hmm. And our last celeb, and I almost don't even want to give him because I feel like I'm putting something out into the universe that I don't really want to, but Mick Jagger is celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
This particular week.
Yeah. Oh. Mick Jagger, Letty. Mick Jagger, how old will he be tomorrow?
I'll go 73.
73. All right, Laura, over to you. Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones.
No, he's like late 70s.
Late 70s.
Like 78. Or, yeah, like he's almost... Yeah, he's like my mother-in-law's age.
Okay, all right.
He's actually older.
Is he? How?
He will be 82.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Protect him.
Is there anyone else?
Protect him.
Is there anyone else who need a bubble wrap this week?
Let's definitely put
Mick Jagger on that list.
All the sharp corners.
Yeah, exactly.
And everything.
Treat it like a Final Destination movie.
Well, Letty's going to take that round, but Laura, you definitely got points on the board,
yes,
so
did,
that was
ma'am.
Well done.
Great work, Laura. We'll talk to you next time, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right. And Letty, that performance is going to send you to Keith Urban at the Woodlands.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Hang on the line.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Oh, Oklahoma coming through.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hold on.
You know, speaking of Oklahoma.
Yes.
I don't know when it's coming up again, but I am loving that new Luke Combs song.
Oh,
Back
same.
In the Saddle. It premiered today.
Same. I think we're playing it. I want to say we're playing it every hour today. It feels like it's every hour.
Because I know Luke introduces it himself, so we haven't been doing that.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean.
Very good.
It's a jam.
This morning I heard it at, like, 4:30, and I was like, when did I miss that? Oh, I didn't. It's literally new.
Yeah.
So enjoy that.
Like, brand
when it
new.
Comes back around.
In Oklahoma. A family came face to face with a naked stranger inside their home on Monday evening. This happened around Oklahoma City. I'm just going to play.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is described in the article as a big, gigantic, naked man. That's literally the description that is given.
That's terrifying.
To me.
That's like my worst nightmare.
So we need to.
That and bears.
Showing up at the house.
Also I was naked. Ready to receive my son and my mom coming home from martial arts class. By the time I opened the front door, the back door was being opened by the big, fat, naked, crazy guy. Anytime a big, gigantic, naked man comes into your house unwanted, the de-escalation is, I guess you could say, pretty quick. Then I saw one of the strangest things I've ever seen is following somebody out of your own house into a lake that you're not supposed to be swimming in.
Yes, so the next step after, I swear to you, this is, again, so
what?
He sees the guy, and he chases the very large naked man out of the house, who then goes down to the tank down on the property and gets in to try to hide in the lake, and I quote, all hippopotamus-like. That's the actual...
This is not real.
This is real. This is real. Because this is Oklahoma at its finest.
I feel like he could have been a little more animated in telling the story.
Yeah, I feel like he left a lot of... You have a great story right there. There were some nice nuggets.
Right.
But you left a lot of meat on the bone there, my friend.
Sounds like there's a lot of meat on that bone.
So much. It's like the worst instance of a Kool-Aid man scenario you could possibly have. Goodness. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. See you back on the radio Monday.